podcast viewfinder.
I've been called many things over my lifetimes. Ra, Krishna, Yahweh. I was there to spark and fan the flame of man's awakening, to spin the wheel of civilization.
Ooh, hey everybody, I'm Chris.
And I'm James.
Welcome to Podcast Viewfinder, episode
37.
Number 37. We did it.
37.
Those of you that said we weren't going to reach number 37, we did. I don't know why you said that number. But, hey,
because it adds up to equal 10.
I'm excited. We got, like, last week we talked about some trailers. There's some new ones coming out, because there's a really big movie coming out this week.
Yes.
Sisters, with Amy Poehler
and
Tina Fey.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that. I actually bought every showing.
I love vulgarity in movies.
No, you don't. I cannot say that. Are you endorsing that?
No. Gosh, I'm just kidding. Hey, this is a podcast about worldview. We look at the world around us and just see what's going on, and then we kind of talk about what worldview those things are pushing. And so we come at it from a biblical worldview, which one of our listeners said that could mean a lot of things, which it does. And so we try to hash some of those things out.
It means Jesus is the Lord.
Yeah. So the Sisters movie, I'm kind of disappointed. Because Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are both very funny ladies.
Yep.
And this movie looks very dirty. It's gotten good reviews, but two of the reviews, so there's 19 reviews, two of them were rotten and 17 were good so far. And the two rotten ones, though, just said, it's typical of comedies right now in America. Like, this is what, it's just kind of this crass humor.
So they're calling it out.
Yeah. And the other people are like, oh, it's funny. The girls can be funny too. Like, I don't know. It's
that's
just
not possible.
I know. It's just kind of frustrating. So, yeah, we've got a lot of trailers to talk about. That opening quote was from the new X-Men trailer, which.
Apocalypse.
I have some things to say about that.
There's a lot in that trailer. If you haven't watched it, you should go check it out. You can find it on YouTube.
We've also got some Florida foibles.
We do. We have Florida foibles. We have. There's been a lot of trailers that have come out, though. So
yeah, because it's the end of the year. Yeah, and the big movie coming out this week is Star Wars, of course.
Yes, if you didn't know that, that's one I can recommend.
The Force Awakens. You can't recommend you haven't seen it.
I already know it's going to be great.
Do you watch Saturday Night Live ever?
I only watch it after it's been on, and maybe there's some cool stuff.
So they have this guy that, like, hears the news wrong. He always gets the news wrong. Anthony Crispino. And so he comes on, he's like, hey, that new Star Wars movie coming out, the Star Wars and the Four Jamaicans. And it's like the Four Jamaicans. I think it's the Force Awakens. He's like, nah, pretty sure it's the Four Jamaicans. It's about that bobsled team. It was really funny. So Star Wars, the Four Jamaicans comes out this week. A lot of new trailers and stuff going on. Hugh Jackman, we're going to talk about him and all that. But I want to, so first of all, we thanked our listeners last week. We thank you for listening. If you're listening, we consider you a good friend of ours. You can write us every once in a while at podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. And just tell us how you're doing. Tell us things you like to watch or whatever. We'll talk about them on here. But I have a cool story. So we did a podcast. I say we. You weren't there on
nope,
this one.
I wasn't.
I was in Haiti, and it was a crazy podcast. It was really hard to, like, I took the equipment down. We recorded it once. I recorded it once, and it didn't work. Like, we recorded 20 minutes, and it was a good podcast, and then nothing happened. And then we ended up recording the next one. It was like 10:30 at night, and it was very low energy. It picked up at the end, but it was kind of like, meh. But one of my friends listened to it, one of our podcast listeners, and he lives in Chicago and works with the blind community. When I was in Haiti, we did work with some of the kids, like with their eye exams and different stuff to get kids glasses. And so he listened to it and was like, hey, that's really cool. I want to be able to do something like that to our under-resourced kids here in Chicago. And so he's going to, like, start asking around at the schools and see how they can get in with the schools and all that. So I thought it was cool that, like, after listening to the podcast, it inspired him to do something better in life. And so, not do something better. He's doing a lot of great things with the blind community, but he's just looking for ways to expand.
Do more.
Yeah, and so I thought it was cool that our podcast had
good job.
An effect on somebody.
It's actually done some good.
Yeah. For once.
It does a lot of damage.
It doesn't outweigh the bad that it's done, but
so many young people have chosen the wrong path.
Yeah. So we always record this on Monday, and coming up this week, our church has their big production of stuff.
We are in it. You are the star.
Lighting the Christmas tree.
Man, you are the star. Anybody?
James plays a German guy. You can do your German accent.
What is this? What does it say?
So James is going to be a German guy. Yeah. So we get to be in our church.
I can
production.
Hardly lift my arms.
Mine arms, yeah. See. So I'm excited about that. But it's Christmas time. So I don't know. Did we talk about anything Christmassy last week? I don't remember.
Nope, I don't remember.
So we'll talk about these throughout the show. But we looked up the weirdest Christmas traditions. And so as we're leading up to Christmas, I don't know, James, I'm not the schedule going forward. Towards the end of the year might be a little bit hit and miss.
What does that even mean? Like, why are you talking about that on the podcast?
I'm just telling people.
Oh, just want the listeners
to know. Because we
usually
post on Tuesday. So I'm saying,
what do you have going on next Monday?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I'm going to look at the calendar.
James is
going to do
so. No, because no, we have our production on stuff this weekend, so I might be. We might take off next Monday. So I don't know.
It'll come, man.
But we're going to talk about some Christmas stuff. I don't know. Are we going to take a Christmas break? We haven't talked about
it. No, what?
We're just making this stuff up.
We have
up
to have a
air.
Christmas special.
Yes.
So, all right. Nope. See, Christmas is not close to Monday. See? Perfect.
I know. Okay. So, anyways. All right. So, here's some weird traditions around the world.
Yes.
Let's start with America. Let's start there, because America's tradition, I feel like, is stupid. Okay.
You're nice.
Well, okay,
they had the best time. Okay, go ahead.
Americans have created a boozy Christmas tradition called the Running of the Santas. Each event sees scores of people dressed as Santa taking part in a large pub bar crawl.
Dude, if I drank, I would totally participate. But since I don't drink and am not a drinker of alcoholic beverages...
We talked about drinking on the show before. Like, what's the reason behind
it? We probably shouldn't drink on the show.
I mean,
we talked
about drinking because...
On the show.
Because the purpose of it... No, wait, sorry, yeah. No, we don't drink. We're pastors.
I will say this. There is a segment I do want to do.
Okay.
Because you brought it up. You say every time I'm, like, eating something. So I think we should do a segment of just me...
And
they've
got
to guess. Yeah, like, you know.
What is James eating?
What did James eat last time? Like, was that an apple? I had a crunch of an apple. What type of apple? Because that's what I've got today.
Well, you just told them what it was.
I know. It doesn't count today. I've got something else. I could peel it, and they can guess what that is.
Okay.
See that?
Okay. It's either a banana or an orange. Okay. All right. So, you completely switched subjects. But,
I know.
No,
we'll come back to the drinking thing.
The whole drinking thing, because it's like, oh, in order to have a good time... They have to do this. I feel like more and more of America's holidays are just like indulging in drinking.
Drink.
Yeah, and it's like...
Well, I mean, more and more Americans are unhappy.
Why is that?
Because they don't have fulfilled lives. Quote, unquote, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do, my job, I'm not living up to my purpose, satisfaction.
Yeah, because their worldview is if I have more stuff, more money...
If I'm doing this job that I'm meant to do...
I'll be happy.
Yeah, and so they're not finding that, and so what does alcohol do? It makes me forget, and just like, hey, I can have a good time.
So you think they do the Santa crawl to forget their troubles at Christmas?
Yeah. No, I don't think that's a real reason.
Yeah,
but
I don't either, but yeah, it's the...
I think that's one of the reasons why people will drink. And now it's just become such a part of culture that it's... I don't really have to have that reason. I could just drink to drink, but...
Yeah, but it's kind of this almost escapism, like, well, everybody else is doing it. I'm going to participate in this. But that's why, like, it makes me mad, because all the other ones, there's 35 of them. Some of them are really weird, but none of them are like, oh, we go out and get drunk. But it's like, oh, America, they go, and like... I don't, like, we have other traditions.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about our favorite traditions later on. So, okay. So, South Africa,
wait a minute. I'm going to talk about this one. I found this one.
Wait, no, this is number one.
We'll end with
34. So, number one, wait, this list is from a Fox News article, 35 Weirdest Christmas Traditions Around the World. So, number one, South Africa, the festive South African holiday delicacy is not for the faint-hearted. On Christmas Day, locals tuck into the deep-fried caterpillars of the emperor moth.
See, I could have been eating that today and they could have guessed.
Yeah, that sounds like the old emperor moth.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm going to bring in two next week for both of us.
That? The emperor moth?
Yeah, fried, though. Okay. Deep-fried. Right. That's what they're going to have at the fall festival next year.
That's good. So, what do you guys eat anything special on Christmas? Do you have like a Christmas?
Nope. I don't think so.
We do ham.
That's not
ham.
Like special.
No, but I mean, it's
because
like,
you always eat ham. But yeah, like, what's something unique?
Here's what's sometimes unique. We have raisin sauce with it to put on the ham. Gross. I love raisin sauce, but then like there's like a couple years in a row
where
my mom would forget it, and so I'd be like, we'd be eating. I'm like, hey, could you pass the raisin sauce? And she's like, I forgot it. So then it kind of became a running joke, but now she always remembers the raisin sauce
because you made fun of it too much.
Yeah.
So see, I like the little tiny sausages wrapped in bacon,
little smokies,
and barbecue
yeah.
and stuff.
Little smokies, L-I-L apostrophe.
Yeah.
So,
that's what we, I mean, I don't think I have that.
That's like a New Year's. That's what we have.
Well, that's true. It's, you know, it's all within a week. I mix my foods up.
Yeah. So, there's a couple of food ones.
Yeah.
So, Japan.
Oh, yes. This one's fun.
This is a worldview one because advertising can be incredibly powerful thanks to a campaign in 1974. Many Japanese families eat at KFC on Christmas Eve. Which is funny because I go eat at Chinese restaurants on Christmas Eve, but
you got. I mean, but how many? But Japan is very low percentile Christian, so even though it's like Christmas, it's not like they're really celebrating. Oh, it's Jesus' birthday.
Well, yeah.
So it's like, do they do this? Do they celebrate Christmas, and how do they celebrate it? What does it mean to them?
KFC.
Yeah, let's go get KFC.
Like,
it's a bowl of awesome.
I need me a chicken bucket.
Let's see what else we got here.
Let's do some food ones. So let's just do the food ones for right now. Okay, so Greenland.
Oh, you love
number
this
eight.
One.
Their Christmas food recipes. So like traditionally, for us, it's like, you know, ham and we'll have deviled eggs and other stuff. Like it's kind of normal food. It's almost like Thanksgiving, but just with a ham instead of a turkey. But like these places, we'll have like certain Christmas cookies and stuff. But Greenland.
Now Greenland, it's not green.
No, it's icy.
So, when they say green, like, there aren't many people there, right?
Okay. This is probably why.
Yeah, so right, go ahead.
Okay. Matak is raw whale skin served with blubber.
Well,
I'm gonna, like, yeah. I'm gonna gag, like, reading this next one. Okay. Kiviak, I don't know if I'm saying that right, is 500 dead auk birds, 500 of them, stuffed into a seal skin and left to ferment. For 7 months.
Yeah.
I'm seriously like gagging
you got to really think ahead for this because if you don't, 5 months to Christmas, we missed it.
Oh, my auk birds can't ferment for 7 months.
Here's why I said the people thing because there's only 500 people in Greenland. So
so each one has to bring an auk bird.
Yeah.
Stuff it in a dead seal.
Because I'm like, how does this work? Does every single family make 500? I was like, wait, no, there's only 500 people. That's including the whole country.
Yeah, go. That's not true. But wait, so how would you serve that? Like, I don't even know. Like, I can't even, like, because that's got to be huge, right? 500 birds, even if they're tiny birds, it's still a lot of birds. I don't know. How big is an auk bird? So I don't even know. But, like, imagine that, right? Like, it's.
Oh, man. I read that the opposite way.
What?
I read it seal skin stuffed into the birds. I was like, what?
No. An auk bird, it almost looks like a little penguin.
Oh.
It's.
Well, that's how it would have naturally. Like, I'm willing to bet seals would eat auk birds. So it's already done half the work.
Range in size from the least auklet at 85 grams and 15
that
centimeters.
Doesn't help. That's
the thick at 1 Ritz kilogram.
This is America. Like, give me inches and pounds.
1 kilogram. to
what's a centimeter equal? What is a centimeter?
I don't know these things.
Why
okay.
You...
So 1 kilogram is 2 pounds. So it's up to a 2 pound bird.
Okay.
So that's a pretty big bird size,
that's
right?
Nice. That's
so
a bird.
So 2 pounds, and they stuff 500 of them in a seal skin, and then it ferments. That's the part. Like, oh gosh, I'm seriously gagging because I can't. I have such a weak stomach. But like, just rotten birds for 7 months.
They're
and they,
not rotten.
What's the difference between rotting and fermenting?
No, it's not. It's rotten. Yeah, obviously, I'm not going to eat rotten stuff, but fermented stuff. Think about it. It's like. When I take meat and I put it in the sauce and let it sit for a bit, what's that called? Marinate.
Yes, marinate.
Yeah, it's just marinating it.
Okay.
So there you go. 7 months. That thing's going to be awesome.
No, marinating is different than fermenting.
That's close. It's like a wine, right? You want like your wine to sit around for a while because
yes,
it's fermented.
Yeah. But not my meat. Not my hawk birds.
Well,
right? Like I don't like
you
oh,
wouldn't fit in.
This cow's been fermenting for 7 months.
That
like,
is
oh,
gonna be some tender meat.
I think I want that
tender meat.
I want
Do
that.
You want tender
yeah.
meat?
No, That's no. Cute. Fermentation.
Alright.
I think there are fermented foods that I probably eat, but I don't know about it.
Yeah, as long as you don't know. Alright, let's see what else we got. Man, okay. What is going on?
Alright, let's do like one or two more.
Okay.
And then we'll come back to some of these later. Great. I was looking at some food ones. Okay. Sweden. Let's just talk about all theirs. Okay.
Sweden, they're crazy.
Alright, so 1966, authorities in Gävle or whatever they say have installed a straw Swedish Yule goat. So they made a goat out of straw.
Yeah.
And then every other
that
year, vandals burn it down. So that becomes a new tradition.
Yeah, you're like, hey, we got to burn it. The goat burning.
We have a new tradition. The first ever straw goat. And they're like, oh, that's really good. And the next year, the guy's like, hey, let's just burn it down every year.
Yeah,
but it's been going a long time. Like, it's been passed on to generations.
At least 25 years of burning down. Here, I got a good one. England. Santa Claus traditionally leaves presents in a child's stocking on Christmas Eve. However, naughty kids may wake up with Christmas morning and find a lump of coal in their stocking. What? Oh, wait. Now you know where it came from.
We stole it from the Britons.
Yeah, like everything.
So, another Swedish tradition involves festive rice pudding. A peeled almond is hidden in the dessert, and the person who finds it will supposedly be married within a year. So what happens if they're not, though? Or what if they're already married?
What?
Well, they're already married. Like, only single people eat the rice pudding?
Yeah.
Or, like, if I'm eating it, and I, like...
Where is that one?
Number 19. And and I get the peeled almond, I would, like, spit it into yours and be like, oh, James isn't married yet. Like, hey, there's a soggy almond. Oh, yeah,
oh,
it's a rice pudding.
So
it's been fermenting
much.
For 7 months.
In your mouth.
Fermented. All right, Great Britain age-old tradition dictates that each member of the family must stir the Christmas pudding mix in a clockwise direction before it's cooked, making a wish as they do so.
Now, wait a minute. What's the difference between Great Britain and England?
One's greater. I don't know. I think they're the same thing, right? Gosh, they're the worst.
No, this isn't my fault. This is this article's fault. They don't know anything.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the last one. This one's my favorite.
No, wait, not yet. We'll come back to some.
Oh, you don't want to do number 34?
Not yet. I do. I do want to, but later.
You're going to forget about it.
No, we won't.
Okay.
We'll come back to it. Okay.
So tell us what are some of your... I mean, maybe you as a family have an odd tradition you do. Maybe you don't think it's odd, but it's other people would. They'd be like, that's odd.
You can leave a comment in the... So if you listen to the blog through... Or if you listen to the podcast through my blog, then you can leave a comment in the comment section and tell us your favorite Christmas tradition.
Or email.
What is it? Podcastviewfinder
@gmail.com. That one.
Yeah, so just email us. Tell us your favorite Christmas tradition. Maybe you have a weird tradition.
Fine. We want to know about it. Yeah. We won't use your name.
Yeah, we will. If you want us to, say, use my name, please.
Yeah.
Don't forget. All right. James, we're switching gears. Yeah. We're no longer at Christmas time. It's
Florida Fables. Yeah, so we do our research throughout the week, so we found this actually a couple of days ago.
This is this was sent in by one of our listeners, so.
This one?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
I found this.
Your brother sent it to me.
This?
Yep.
I found it first.
No, he didn't.
I put it on the document. I'll fight you.
No, I thought, because he sent it, I thought to both of us, but he sent it to me, and then like a few minutes later, he's like, you sent it to me, so I thought you didn't realize he sent it to me. So I thought
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, so here we go.
All right, so.
What happened, James?
Headlines. Man. This makes headlines. Burglary suspect hides in Florida lake. Where a gator eats him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, that is... I never, like... If I was out in the lake, I probably wouldn't consider that here in Indiana. I would be like, no... I mean, the worst I think would happen, maybe a snake sneak up on me. Or
catfish.
The fish. Yeah, yeah, I'm like, oh, gross, catfish. But, yeah, he's like, I'm going to steal this and try to get away. You know what? The lake.
11-foot alligator killed accused burglar hiding in pond.
Yeah. Investigators said Monday his hand and foot reportedly turned up inside the animal's stomach. Like, hey, we found pieces of something. Dude, that's the worst. Like, have you ever tried to get a... Man, how? Just, yeah, that sounds painful. But, yeah, so he,
So they're chasing him. It was like a serious chase. There were deputies, canine units, a sheriff's helicopter.
This is all crazy. So... The sheriff department, they say a 22-year-old Matthew told his girlfriend he would be in Barefoot Bay, which that's always a terrible idea. Barefoot,
yeah. That sounds like something like Scooby-Doo,
like bears, investigates. Bears, like the
no,
big
it's not. It's B-A-R-E. So they're like, hey, Scooby-Doo with the case of Barefoot Bay. Barefoot Bay's been abandoned for 45 years.
So he tells
her. It's haunted by an alligator that eats robbers.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it takes her feet and hands. But he tells his girlfriend he's going to be committing burglaries with another suspect. Right, you're like, hey. Girlfriend, I'm gonna go rob some people. I'm gonna steal some stuff.
I'm gonna get you something real nice.
You stay here. You're like, what?
I know. So, but here's the thing. Neighbors reported to authorities that they saw two men dressed in black lurking behind homes.
Yeah.
Deputies began searching the area and were later joined by more deputies, canine units, and a sheriff's helicopter. Okay, so I had a friend.
You did.
That he
got eaten by an alligator.
No. It's good. Not yet. I'm waiting for that one. But I have a couple friends I see that happening. But no. So in his backyard, there was a guy in like a hoodie walking through his in his backyard. And he called the cops on him, right?
Yeah, fair enough. If it's in your backyard, come on.
His backyard's fenced in, so it's a little bit shady. Yeah. So he called the cops on him. This response did not have, I don't know, so did something else trigger? Because it's just like, okay, there's two guys, they're looking around for him. Well, then all of a sudden, they're sending canine units and a
helicopter.
Depends
on who you are.
Yeah, it's Florida. Because they know, something crazy is about to happen.
We better send in all the units. Oh, yeah, but, so, he's, Goodyear said, sheriff's divers recovered Riggins' body 10 days later in a nearby lake, and injuries suggest the alligator had pulled him below the surface. He hid in the wrong place, resident Ferris told the Bay News 9.
Oh, I thought you were going to keep going.
That's it.
So, yeah, he hid in the wrong place. I love the obvious statements. Well, he hid in the wrong place. So what if this was a CSI episode and they came upon this crime scene, what would the guy say before he took off his glasses? And he goes,
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. I have nothing.
So you go up and go, see you later, alligator, and he rips his glasses off.
Oh, man. Where would you have hid?
That would be awful, though. He called his girlfriend and tell her that they're being chased and he's lying low. Hey, I'm going to be lying low. So he gets in a lake, which seems like...
Literally lying low.
Yeah, this is actually kind of a sad story. I mean, first of all, he shouldn't rob people, but the fact that he got eaten because is that
karma? Some people think that's karma, which is a worldview.
That is a worldview,
not a Christian worldview.
Yeah, but they're like you, whatever you do, it's going to be paid back to you.
What you sow, you reap.
What you reap, you sow. I think is what.
No. Yeah. What you reap? No. What you sow is what you reap.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah, exactly. You sow what you reap. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter, right?
You sow.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah, you sow. Sow is to scatter
you
seeds.
You sow what you reap.
You don't scatter seeds. You don't, you don't collect it first.
All right,
you're right. Of course I'm right.
Yeah.
All right. You sow what you reap. You heard it here first.
You sow what you reap.
Podcast Viewfinder, episode 37. So reap what you sow. Yeah, if you do bad things are going to happen back to you. I don't know, it's just crazy, right? Because he's going out, I'm going to rob some places, tells his girlfriend that, she's obviously okay with it, because she didn't try to stop him, at least we don't know that. It's like, hey, I'm being chased, there's helicopters in the air, and then the next thing you know, he gets eaten. So, that's rough.
That is rough.
That's a rough way to go. Yeah. So, hey, don't rob places. Take the high road. I'm just going to take what's mine. His worldview is, I'm going to do what it takes to get what I want. He doesn't care about necessarily the consequences. Because if he did, he wouldn't do what he did, right?
Yeah.
So, there's not really an indication that he was, down and out, that he needed to rob.
That's a high cost to pay.
Yeah.
High price,
So, if you do get bit by an alligator and don't get eaten, you could wear a Band-Aid on it.
Yes! This is awesome, right? did you even look at this?
Nope.
It's great.
James, tell us about this new Band-Aid.
There's a, Okay, how many of you like you can give a kid a Band-Aid and they'll think it's better. It'll make it better, right? Have you ever given your kids Band-Aids?
So Quincy, my daughter, my 4-year-old, always asks for Band-Aids. And we're like, no, unless you're bleeding, you're not getting a Band-Aid.
So they're the Band-Aid of the future, all right? And so next-gen Band-Aids, it lights up when it's low on medicine.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So MIT engineers have designed a sticky, stretchy, gel-like material that can incorporate temperature sensors, LED lights, and other electronics, as well as tiny drug-delivering reservoirs and channels. It's the smart wound dressing. Release medicine in response to changes in skin and temperature.
There's medicine in the Band-Aid.
Yes, and then it'll light up and tell you when it's low. It's like, oh, you know what? It's low. And so I think that's so cool because, I mean, kids, they would want – well, here's the thing. Then they'd be getting hurt on purpose. Like, oh, look. Because okay. Do your kids ever do that? They're like, oh, I need a Band-Aid too. And you're like, wait, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, that's why we – because Quincy would go through 40 Band-Aids a day if we let her have them for whatever. We just thought, no, if you're bleeding, you get a Band-Aid. The rest of the stuff, we put lavender on it because that cures stuff. My wife's one of those potion ladies that...
I think she's a granola mom.
She's a granola mom, but that means they deal in alchemy through... what is it? Essential herbals or whatever. Herbal essence.
I love it.
No, essential oils. That's what it is.
Yeah. Essential.
Essential.
Not... Because there's other oils that if you weren't... If you had terrible hearing...
Yeah.
You would not think...
Good thing you don't speak on a podcast. Yeah. Essential. The thing about this is, one, is it waterproof? Bless you.
That's smart. Of course it's waterproof.
Okay.
It's like the Iron Man of Band-Aids.
So, the other thing is, my daughter, just tears her Band-Aids off. So, if this electronic Band-Aid... They call it the E-Band-Aid. Yeah, so if that's going on, I'm like, these are probably not cheap, right?
So, yeah, but they work even better.
Yeah, but my 4-year-old's going to rip them off and throw them in the trash.
It's smart technology. It'll come down in price.
Over time, yeah.
Yeah, over time.
So
the future is now.
That is really cool, though. Because I'm thinking about, because if... As a grown man, I would want that, right? So I'm
put a Band-Aid. Take a Band-Aid over here. I got cut. I'm hurting. So you'd be the opposite of a grown man. Instead of like, nah, I'm fine. You'd be like, yeah, give me the Band-Aids.
So a guy I know doesn't use Band-Aids because instead he uses Scotch tape. He put Scotch tape over his cuts.
So why is that?
Maybe so he can see him heal. No, here's why. Because he said as a kid growing up, this is a grown man we're talking about, could be my grandfather. So he's like, I wear Scotch tape Band-Aids because growing up, when they go swim in a public pool, there'd be Band-Aids floating in it, and it always gross them out. So he's like, I never wanted to wear Band-Aids. So he put Scotch tape on it.
Okay, that's yeah.
He's our boss that does.
Pastor Dave. Funny.
I just voted for him.
Did.
All right. That's a cool thing. So new next gen Band-Aids check
everything. Smart technologies, it's getting into everything.
Well, that's what I saw the thing Shark Tank, the $1 trillion idea or whatever.
So you looked it up?
Yeah, smart vents. So your air vents in your house, I didn't really read much beyond that. I was like, oh, smart vents.
$1 trillion.
I was like, yeah, because it's like this clickbait article. It's like, $1 trillion idea from Shark Tank. So it was like the air vents are smart technology. So you can adjust them. I don't really know.
I want everything to be smart.
Yeah.
I don't have to think anymore. Speaking of another thing, we did read this as an article, Barbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Barbie's getting smarter. So...
Not really. I mean, she's getting dumber. But
okay. But this this new toy is coming out. Barbie, it actually listens, and it talks back, right?
Okay, so...
But how does it do it?
All right, so are you familiar with the Amazon Echo?
Yeah, okay. A little bit, but not super in-depth.
Okay, so Amazon Echo is this device that is always listening.
Yes.
Right? So you ask it things or whatever. You have to... I forget it's got a name, too, but you... Call it whatever its name is.
Alice, right?
It's not Alice. It's Aaliyah or something. Yeah, something. But you're like, hey, you say its name, and then it will talk to you.
Yeah.
So be like, hey, read me a story, and then it starts playing the last audiobook you have saved on your Google account. Or you say, hey, tell me this, and it does. And so it listens and it learns, right?
Yeah.
It's because it's always on. Yeah. So they're trying to do that with Barbie.
But
Barbie doesn't really have the technology behind it like Amazon or Apple or Siri and all that stuff. So Hello Barbie's been named the worst toy of the year by the Campaign for Commercial-Free Childhood. Hmm. Of the toys nominated, Hello Barbie garnered 57% of the votes, more than the other five candidates combined. And here's why. Because it's the perfect storm of a terrible toy. This is from a Fortune.com article. The $75 Barbie doll, so first of all, it's way too expensive, is tethered to a mobile app that connects to Wi-Fi, enabling the doll to talk to its child. The talk is in quotes. These conversations are recorded and transported to a third party, which uses the data Barbie collects to feed the interactive algorithms or for what's being called other research. Furthermore, everything about the interaction, the app, the server, the fact that the doll will connect to any network with Barbie in its name, is very vulnerable to hackers.
Yeah.
So, like, all
so
that
don't
stuff.
Go buy it.
So don't, if you got Talking Barbie, yeah, don't buy it, but don't talk about your credit card.
That's something I know I'm not going to endorse. How about that? I don't endorse this.
Yeah, we don't endorse anything.
Yeah, we do, remember?
I every once in a while we'll make a recommendation.
Sorry.
Just because we talk about something on the show doesn't mean you should go listen to it or talk to it.
Nah, I got the name of Echo. It's called Alexa.
Oh, Alexa, that's it.
Alexa. Hello, Alexa. Can you read me a book? Well, we don't have an Alexa here, so it doesn't matter. So, but yeah, that product, I found that to be quite interesting. A lot of parents might be looking for toys for their kids. Probably shouldn't get that one.
Yeah,
unless you want to be spied on by strangers.
Because that's not happening already by our government.
Yeah, but the government. I mean, you pay them. You give them the money to spy on you. You're like, here, taxes? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now it's time for...
Goes the Culture. I didn't know what it's time for. I got confused. I was looking up the 10 worst toys of 2015.
Ooh.
So, all right, we'll talk about those in a second.
So that first quote.
Yes.
Well, actually, sorry. No, going in order. So there's been a couple. You're excited about all these movies, I think. I'm excited at least two of them.
Okay.
The third one, not so much. I mean, it looks cool, but it's not like, this is an amazing movie.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
The best part's not even in it.
Before we get to the trailers, let's go to the top movies.
Movie is Mockingjay.
Again?
Yep. Not for long.
It's going to stay on this week.
Yeah,
it's
going to
stay number one.
No, it won't. Mockingjay?
Yeah, it's going to keep it
Star Wars.
No, Mockingjay will beat it out. Nobody would be expecting that.
That would be great.
Music's the same.
It has. Nothing's changed.
Still killing it.
Okay. Adele is. Bieber's got like three, though. So.
Ooh, Bieber.
He's dominating.
All right.
But
okay.
Movies. So
trailers.
Lots of trailers.
All right. Okay.
Trailers.
Trailers. Okay, first one.
Star Trek.
Ooh, yeah.
Beyond.
Star Trek Beyond is what it's called?
Yeah. So Lee. Was it Justin Lee?
Beyond.
Is that what we saw? Justin Lee. He's directing.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who it is either. That's why I'm a little worried. Here's the reason why.
Isn't why?
Justin Lee? Because it's not our boy, JJ.
Well, I don't know.
JJ has done the last two.
Has he, though?
Yeah. What do you mean, has
he? I know the first one he was, like, really involved with it, but I feel like the second one he wasn't...
He still directed it. He's the director.
Of the second one?
Yes. He wanted to do the third one and Star Wars at the same time, but he couldn't handle both of them.
So
he had to give up one. He's like, well, you know what? I've done the Star Trek thing twice, and I'm going to go with Star Wars. Which, I mean, if you're any director, of course you're going to take that.
So, okay... Justin Lin produced.
Is it Justin Lin?
Yeah, he produced and director known for Fast and Furious 6, Fast 5, and Fast and Furious 2009. So he kind of brought Fast and Furious back, though. That's what that's when it started getting good again because they kind of had lost their way.
But it got ridiculous.
Yeah, but
I'm
like,
a little
like
worried.
A good
now.
Kind of ridiculous, though.
Whatever. You haven't seen the new one.
What?
Have you seen the new one?
Yeah, I did.
You did? How was it?
It was great. I talked about it, I thought. So he's done, I don't know, I feel like he's, with that, it's a pretty good...
I mean, he's got some stuff under his belt, yes.
Yeah, so he's done a lot, actually, so...
I'm worried. He might ruin it. Star Trek. It's been going so well, too.
Oh, possibly. We'll see. I think it'll be good.
Abrams, he's still producing, but...
Yeah, so he's producing. He'll be good. Star Trek Beyond. It looks pretty good. I'm kind of excited about it. All right, next one.
Next one. Do you want to talk about... Do you want to talk about
that? Yeah. So X-Men. X-Men. So we started off our quote today from the X-Men trailer. So the X-Men apocalypse, it's Jean Grey starts off having a vision and the world blows up or ends.
Yeah.
But so this guy in the trailer, well, I'll read the quote again. I've been called many things over many lifetimes. Ra, Krishna, Yahweh. Like, it's interesting that he even spoke Yahweh. He didn't say Jesus, though.
No.
So Yahweh is the name of God. Like, that's God himself. So he's saying, like, the Jewish people.
That's an ultimate, though. Like, an ultimate. Like, if you're doing Jesus, even, I think, Christians, when they think Jesus compared to Yahweh, isn't as high as, like, Yahweh's been since the very beginning.
Yeah, because when Moses asked God, who should I tell him sent me to the people, he says, I am, which is translated Yahweh. So, like, this is, like, the actual name of God. So to say, to make a claim that you're Yahweh, like, I wouldn't even do that in an acting role. Like, I wouldn't, like, oh, yeah, I know he's acting, but, like, that's, to me, that's a huge deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, because it's, he's saying,
I am.
Yeah, which you're like, what?
Yeah, you control the stars in the sky?
So then it goes on, and, like, later in the trailer, it talks about, he's like, yeah, he has four people with him that he gives, like, unlimited power to or whatever, gives him all this power.
And they're the four, like the four horsemen from the Bible.
Yeah.
And that's where he got that one.
Yeah. And then the lady's like, or the Bible got it from him.
Doom.
Yeah. You're like, wait, what? So, yeah. So it's just, it's interesting that they're just, I don't know if attacking Christianity, but they're kind of like being like, well, you know.
It's not that big of a deal. It undermines the reliability of what it says it is.
It's saying, yeah, that stuff doesn't really matter. Like it comes from us. It comes from the mutants or whatever. So he's showing up. And then you have a quote. You really like this quote.
Read
it to us.
The top one?
Yeah.
You are my children, and you are lost, because you follow blind leaders, but I am here now.
I noticed you did the I am. Yeah, but, yeah, so why'd you like that quote?
So I am's here now.
Yeah, but
because how many of us are going one way or another? And you could read into this in totally tons of different ways. Like, everybody's following a blind leader.
But this happened...
But then, what is it? When does he say it in the trailer?
No, I was going to go back to the Marvel.
Yeah.
The Avengers, where that guy, like, wakes up and he's like, I am.
Yeah.
Because he says the same... Does he say, I am?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like,
oh man.
But anyway, now that one, though...
Mm-hmm.
That one, like, because we talked about that on the show. I don't know what episode that was. It was a while ago.
He's neither good nor bad.
Yeah,
he's not on either side.
Yeah, because there was a lot of parallels that you could draw from it that was kind of interesting. But with this, I don't know. This one just, because this is the bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? So he's like, oh, people follow me blindly. So what were you saying about you follow blind leaders?
Yeah, I mean, well, you could read into it in any sense, but you could also read it into a Christian sense. I mean, you guys are... All of you follow blind stuff. It could just be a total commentary on culture.
Yeah.
And so we have to see the movie to find out more of what is the context of it, what is he attacking, and what's he promoting. Because here, if he says, hey, you know what, you're all matured and you're lost because you follow blind leaders, and he could be attacking the mutant leaders here, saying, hey, you're following Charles and he's dumb, I'm your father. All right? That's what he's saying. You're my children, so I am your father. You were lost.
Your father. Yeah.
I'm here. I am here now.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to see how far it takes it.
I know. It's interesting, like, the superhero movies have been doing that lately about, like...
But they can get away with it.
I don't know if they're questioning the existence of God, but yeah, but it's like, okay, if I'm this powerful, then who is God? Like, if I've always been around and people call me different things, so I'm the creator, like, all that stuff, so...
Yeah, so
if you hear that, there's balloons bouncing around in my office. I don't know why those balloons are in here. Somebody just put balloons in my office.
What are the implications, though, to our audiences? Because even if you don't catch it, this affects you. Like we say, everything you consume affects you in some way.
Yeah.
So if you keep hearing this message of, oh, I am Yahweh, like it treats Yahweh as something lesser than he is, then you're going to view Yahweh as some. thing last year.
Yeah, and the Bible, too, because it's saying, like, oh, well, maybe the Bible got it from him, because that's what a lot of college professors would say, like, oh, the Bible takes stuff, oh.
Yeah, from this culture, this culture, this culture. There's nothing really original or new in the Bible, and it doesn't even promote, like, anything that's really that good. It was just for this time period with this people, they wrote it, or they wrote into it. This was actually way after what it writes about.
Yeah.
And so you see that, I mean, that's the biggest thing with the college professors, is they try to write and research to the point where they can undermine the Bible. Because if you can undermine the Bible, then you're like, well, I've just taken up your world view.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to do this anymore. I'm freeing you. But then, like, what worldview do they promote? How do they translate the world? And what do they see as right and wrong? And why do they see it as right and wrong? And if they don't have the Bible to stand on, and God being the ultimate being who gives us right and wrong, then,
right.
Like, how do they decide what is really right? And why should you listen to them? Or why should I listen to them? Otherwise, just whoever's got the biggest stick gets to decide. But even then, you can't come from a moral high ground to tell me what is good or bad if you don't have God.
Yeah. So. That's good. There you go. So we don't know what's going to happen with that one, but it looks okay. I don't know. I mean, the X-Men movies I'm kind of like getting tired of, and I don't know why. Like, the last one was okay.
I thought it was great.
Things of Future Past, I'm like, I don't like really understand what's happening.
I actually like these newer ones than the older ones.
You do?
Yeah.
I liked one and two really good. Three, I didn't like so much.
Yeah.
I like the original. But yeah, I like them, but I'm not as bought into them as I am the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
All right, this next one that I'm really bought into.
Here you go. Yeah, this.
But you said the sequel no one asked for.
Yeah, I don't.
Everybody's been asking for this.
Why would you ask for a sequel to this?
Man,
they already handled it. They took care of it.
Independence Day
resurgence.
Resurgence.
You're like, what?
For those of you that don't know what Independence Day is, because it came out a long time ago.
The goofy speech, today, July 4th, is just a day of independence for America. And it's now, independence for the world.
Yeah. So they're playing that speech again that was from the first one, and at the end of it, cuts out as the static, because it's like, because it's like the aliens took over. So the first one came out in 96.
Yes.
So it's been 20 years.
20 years.
That's crazy. I was starting high school. I was a freshman in high school when it came out.
You're like, this is the best graphics ever.
I know. It was so good. I love that movie. So did you like Independence Day? Did you see
it? Yeah, I enjoyed it.
How old were you in 1996?
Six.
Yeah, so you didn't see it then. But yeah, so it's a good movie. Will Smith, Jeff Goldblum. Are there any aliens on this alien planet? It's a great movie. But so the next one, it's kind of like they took the weapons from the first one and like made their stuff stronger.
Yes, yeah.
I thought that was cool. Right. So America, or not America, the world, like used the alien technology to make themselves stronger. But now the aliens are back and they're even stronger.
And you're like, wow.
Now you're in trouble.
Yeah, you are.
You're in trouble. They're blowing everything up. So
we'll see. Not good.
I'm excited.
I mean, What type of worldview does that promote?
Aliens?
Yep.
There's life on other planets. That we're not alone in the galaxy, in the world.
Yeah.
Well, we're not in the world. I'm in the galaxy. So, okay. James, it's time for some more Christmas traditions.
Christmas. What? Oh, we're coming back. See, for some reason, I thought you were saying next episode.
No.
We're putting it way off.
Today. We're gonna do some more today. So, these... Well, we already talked about the almond. If you get an almond in your bite of rice pudding, you get whatever. You get to get married within the year.
Yay.
The Czech Republic. Unmarried women stand by a door and throw a shoe over their shoulder. If the toe is pointing towards the door when it lands, they will get married within the next year. Huh. So I wonder, like, how many times a woman has done that.
She's like, this doesn't work.
She keeps showing up. We're like, just point at the door. We can't get married this year. My shoe didn't point at the door.
Ruined. It's ruined my life.
So Ukraine, they've got their holidays a bit mixed up. They forego tinsel and baubles. Instead, they decorate their Christmas trees with artificial spider and web.
Yeah.
So it's Halloween.
It's more, like, yeah, they're dumb.
But I see a lot of like weird Halloween things creeping in. Really? Austria. Not Austria. Austria. Austrian children live in fear of Krampus. And that movie just came out. A Christmas devil who's said to beat naughty children with branches. Krampus!
What about
how funny is that? Yeah, the England's like, hey, we're putting a coal in your stocking. And he's like, oh yeah? Well, Krampus is going to totally eat you.
What about Greece?
Where's Greece?
27.
What?
27.
Okay, what about it? Read it. Just read it.
The Kalikansaro, race of evil goblins, lurk underground according to Greek legend. During the 12 days of Christmas, which, where did that come from?
Keep going. We'll look at it.
They supposedly surface, wreaking havoc.
All right, so if I was a kid, this is when I do all the bad stuff. Like, oh, it's the car, the Kalikansaro. Right? So, what, like... On the first day of Christmas, the Kalikansaro came and ate our stuffing. Like, I don't know what... It's like, the 12 days of Christmas, like, every day the Kalikansaro, like, show up and just wreak havoc.
Yeah.
They kill the two turtle doves.
Oh, why?
Steal the 5 golden rings. They punch the 8 maids of milking in the face. Okay, Slovakia.
Yes.
The oldest person in the house takes a spoonful, oldest man, takes a spoonful of Lakska pudding and throws it at the ceiling. The more that sticks, the better. So but it doesn't say why. It
just says, how much sticks are like. Look, that's from last year. That's from 4 years ago.
I know. Is it like, plug the leaks? Like, what? Like, I don't understand how traditions like that get started, right? Because you're like...
It's probably on accent, and they think it's funny, and they're like, ah, ha, ha, let's
you know what? We should tell our friends about this, and they can do it, too.
That's why I'm okay with America, because, I mean, there's dress up as Santa Claus, go drink, okay? Not okay with that part, but I can understand that. This, there's no utility, right? What?
There's no reason. All
right.
A party, it's,
just stick your head up, and something will fall.
In Canada, they write letters back to all the people that send the letters to Santa.
Oh,
letters to Santa!
That's a lot of letters.
It's a lot of letters.
Man, that's the worst. Although, it could be email now, so who answers those? Email.
I don't know. Now, this one I've heard of before, Germany.
Okay.
They hide a pickle in the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
The first child to discover in the morning receives a small gift.
Now... There's something. So what's that little doll guy, the elf guy? I've seen a lot of people doing this.
Elf on a shelf.
Is that
Elf on a shelf?
And like you hide him, and your kids have to go find him the next day.
But he like supposedly caught. Like he's there to watch to make sure you're not being naughty, and then but he gets into mischief. So different people make stuff or whatever.
Because I've seen it on Facebook from a couple different families, like our friend Emily.
Yeah.
She's doing that right now.
Friend is kind of an extreme. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
I hope she doesn't listen to podcasts.
Oh, she
here
does.
Here you two are like totally twins.
What? Okay.
You're like the same people.
Emily Ryan was on the Haiti podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, and he said...
The first 20 minutes that got cut was highly offensive from her, but luckily it got cut.
I'm glad
I thought it was funny. But,
right, that. All right. I have one.
Okay.
Can I finish with this one?
Yeah, finish with this one.
Okay.
We got to wrap up the show.
So, number 34, South Africa.
Okay.
This one's crazy. So, South African children are told the story of Danny.
Oh, Danny. I like Danny.
I know. He's great. A young boy who angered his grandmother by eating the cookies that had been left for Santa.
Okay, you don't do that. You
like,
don't
right?
eat Santa's cookies.
This is a bad idea. Can't you tell? Krampus is going to get
So surely he got punished for eating the cookies.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah. He did. In her rage, she killed him.
What?
<He's>, are you serious? You ate Santa's cookies? That's it.
Yeah, oh. like, what? Come here. Get in the freezer. Like, what?
It doesn't tell us how.
Yeah.
He could have died. There's any number of ways she could have killed him off.
So she murders him for eating Santa's cookies.
And it's said that he haunts homes at Christmas.
Yeah, so now you're like scared to death to come out of your room like, oh no, Santa's not coming. Danny's ghost.
And if you eat those cookies, he will find you and kill you.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to leave out cookies for Santa after that. Like, oh.
I don't want my kids to accidentally eat them.
Grandma has an anger issue.
Gosh, that's extreme.
Like, hey, I made some cookies for Santa.
I made this for you!
Like, I imagine like Christopher Walken, like, I made some cookies for Santa. Come in here. Wait, that's, I don't know. That's like a Jersey.
Two mice.
Yeah.
And one who worked hard.
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
Merry Christmas! Wait, Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls! Merry... You ate Santa's cookies! Santa's cookies were left for Santa! Come here!
Who else you got? That's it. Come on, you got more accents.
I can't do any impersonations.
Come on, Chris.
Jimmy Stewart's my main one.
Jimmy Stewart. Can you do...
That's Sean Connery. Yeah, that's more who you're doing.
Eat my cookies. Yay! Now prepare to die.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter. Merry Christmas, you old building. Danny, you ate my cookies! I love the fact that...
His name's Danny! This is in South Africa. You're like, is that a South African name?
I don't know.
Danny? Yeah, Danny. Poor kid.
Yeah, he just, like...
You know, it'd be fun.
He's a kid! He's eating Santa's cookies!
A young boy!
And the thing is, if your kids are listening, turn it off. Santa's not real! So she's like, you ate Santa's cookies! And Grandma, like, believes in Santa still. She's like, no, I'm not gonna get any presents from Santa! And she just chokes him. I don't know. Like,
yeah. Man. She was really one of those presents.
That reminds me, there's a Saturday Night Live skit with, wait, who was on this week? Is it Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Ryan Gosling. Not Reynolds. Ryan Gosling. And so they did this skit. It was a film skit. It was pre-filmed where they, like, believed in Santa. the husband and wife were, like... And so they're at this Christmas party and they're talking. And he's like, hey, maybe Santa's going to come visit later. And they're like, well, where? Santa's here? He's like, yeah, he's upstairs. He might come down. But he's like, wait, he's at your party? Like, Santa's really here right now. And it's like everybody's kind of looking at him, like, because they're like new to the neighborhood or whatever. These people, and they're like, he's like, you go get him. I want to tell him thank you. He's like, well, he might come down later. And they're like, no. And he like picks up this huge glass candy cane. He's like, he breaks. He's like, if Santa's here, I want to thank that man. And so they're like getting, it's like really crazy. But he's like so excited. They get like so excited because like Santa.
Do they get to meet Santa?
Yes.
What?
Well, yeah, because well, it's the guy and he comes down dressed as Santa. But it's like, obviously not Santa. And so he's like really nervous because he's like, oh man. And they're like,
what if he discovers?
Like, oh man, hey, I want to say thank you. And he's like, come here. He says to his wife, he's like, come here, sit on his lap. And so he's like, she sits down and she goes, hey, I want a Cuisinart for Christmas. So she's like, they're like all, because they think it's really Santa. Oh man, it was really funny.
Did they get him that for Christmas?
I don't know. Like, this kid ends with the real Santa outside the door crying. He's like, he's scared and he runs away.
Yeah, people are crazy.
So, yeah, it was pretty bad. So, okay. All right, we might do the world's worst toys. We'll do that maybe next time.
Yeah.
Because, there's Jurassic World Velociraptor claws. Oh. You don't want to buy those. No, because next week, we'll still have still some shopping days. So,
11 days till Christmas.
So,
11 days.
It's
70 degrees outside. It's like
World Against Toys Causing Harm Incorporated. Watch. Did you know that? There's a corporation. So,
that's good. I'm glad they're watching out for me.
Okay. Do you have anything on Netflix or anything to recommend for people so we can recommend something to our loyal listeners?
Nope.
You got nothing?
I mean, I'm watching a new anime show.
Hey, the new, can you recommend that? Or
I don't know.
Okay, well.
It's a lot of fighting. It's violent.
If you haven't watched it yet. So, the new, this isn't really a recommendation, but the new Phineas and Ferb season 4 is up. I'm really excited. I love Phineas and Ferb.
So it is a recommendation.
It is, but it's one of those, like, safe recommendations. They're like, I can
watch that.
Oh, man. Okay. I don't know. There's stuff I'm like, I don't know if I should...
If you... It went in doubt, no.
Yeah. Because I want people to... I want to come in with a list. And to be able to...
I'm going to come in
have conversations and think through things. But, yeah. So there's a couple things I want to... Oh, you know what? Here, it's on here. Okay. Psych is on Netflix.
Oh, you like it?
I love Psych. Psych is one of those shows that I would just sit and laugh because there's a lot of, especially like if you grew up in the 80s, there's a lot of like funny 80s references and stuff. Even if you didn't, you'll still like it. Like they're just really funny, like the way they play off each other. And there, I mean, it's a murder show. Like he pretends he's psychic, so there's some stuff there. But it's like It was really, it's pretty funny. So, I recommend Psych. Check that out.
Good job. All
right, hey, everybody, have a very Merry Christmas. Oh, we'll see you again.
It's 11 days.
I know. I just, like, it's busy. It's busy this time of year. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. Send us an email at podcastviewfinder@gmail.com. Tell us your favorite Christmas traditions.
We can't talk now.
I know, man. I made fun of you earlier. That's why. Or tell us what the worst present you ever got was. Oh, I want to know that.
Man, yeah.
What's your worst present? So, hey, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Is there anything else?
That's it.
Okay. We'll see you next time. I'm Chris.
I'm James.
This is Podcast Viewfinder, episode 37. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Podcast Viewfinder.